Coming soon to Northern Michigan, a new way to enjoy the great Michigan outdoors. It's called Bella Sol Viva, an eco-resort opening next spring near Torch Lake, northeast of Traverse City. It will be the campground for those who want that outdoor experience without, say, the communal showers or having to plop your sleeping bag on a blow-up air mattress. Bella Sol Viva includes what's known as a glamp ground, as in glamour and campground. Brad Carlson and his wife are getting all of this ready. Brad, how will Bella Sol Viva be different from campgrounds that we've experienced?
Well, a lot of the things you just said apply there, but we're actually an eco-resort. We consider ourselves to be a full-on resort, not just a glamp ground. A big difference will be in the variety of accommodations. You can certainly bring your tent and enjoy, for example, an outdoor kitchen on your site, but we are doing a number of accommodations that would be very different from what you would normally see. Safari tents, tree houses, train cars, even an airliner. One of the popular things has been a MASH unit where we're going to replicate the MASH 4077. So it's more of an experiential type of environment where you can come in and experience nature in a very low-density situation, but doing things that you normally wouldn't be able to do.
Who's your target customer, do you think?
Well, a variety of people. We certainly don't want to eliminate those that just enjoy the camp or bring in their RV, but we're trying to give more of a target of people that enjoy nature but don't want to go to bed with dirty feet, so to speak. And so in addition to the accommodations, having a number of resort amenities from tennis and volleyball to geocaching and zip lines, just a variety of things for people to do that really make it a destination, not just a place to stay.
I'm wondering if we talk about what the projected cost might be, because I know we were saying someone here went camping at the Pinckney Recreational Area and the camping fee was, I think, $13 and another $8 to make the reservation on the web, and it was a basic campground. What might we be looking at for a night of glamping at Bella Sol Viva?
We actually start fairly low, $57 in off-season for a tent site, up to $77 in high season. Isn't that bad, particularly when you consider that firewood's included and ice or refrigeration? It's really fairly competitive with normal camping. You get up into the glamping facilities, you'd be looking at $200 or $300 a night for most of them. And the airliner actually runs up in high season to almost $1,000 a night. A lot of that has things included that normally wouldn't be, like we mentioned the firewood, but also some of them are inclusive of food. We're going to have great food service in a variety of environments there as well. I think you'd find it to be a very good value in comparison to other resorts.
I can't resist asking, is the airliner air-conditioned?
It certainly is. Most of our units have heat and air conditioning.
How do you think this could change, this idea that you're building this eco-resort? How do you think it could change the way that some people think about being outdoors?
Well, a lot of people, just like you said, don't like to get their feet dirty. They really enjoy the thought of being outdoors, being able to enjoy nature without having someone 10 feet away. But it's been a put-off to them because of, as you say, having to sleep on the ground or an air mattress and different things. So when people realize that they can actually enjoy the comforts of a 4- or 5-star hotel in a resort setting for a reasonable cost, I think it's going to be quite a hit. In fact, we've seen that happen already with the response throughout the Midwest, just incredible numbers of people contacting us and visiting our website. So I think we've got the right product at the right time for people.
Brad Carlson and his wife are putting together Michigan's first eco-resort, a comfy camping eco-resort called Bella Sol Viva, taking reservations now for spring and summer 2016. And should be an interesting spring and summer near Torch Lake. Thank you so much, Brad, for talking with us.
Thank you, Cynthia.